Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Despite fears of violence, all was calm overnight in Mattapan following the courtroom uproar that came with a verdict in the Mattapan quadruple murder trial. The jury in the case yesterday acquitted defendant Edward Washington on all charges, but was unable to reach a verdict in the case of the other defendant, Dwayne Moore, prompting the judge to declare a mistrial. To help us sort out what happened and talk about what might come next, we're joined now by David Frank, the managing editor of Mass Lawyers Weekly. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us this morning, David.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
David, these verdicts are almost certainly guaranteed not to be the end of the story regarding this case. A retrial of Dwayne Moore is pretty clearly coming, isn't it?
It is. The story is over when it comes to Edward Washington, but it is almost inevitable that the case against Moore will be retried.
How difficult is it for a prosecution to try a case a second time, especially this case after the community uproar over what's largely being viewed as the stained finish of this trial?
It's difficult for the prosecution. It's difficult for the defense. I don't think that very many lawyers like to retry a case. From both sides, you sort of have your strategy going in, and there are certain things that you don't really want to disclose until you actually start the trial. So those surprises are gone. It requires the lawyers to kind of regroup and re-strategize. But I think it is harder for the prosecution than the defense. I mean, at this point, the prosecution has to call some of the same witnesses that reluctantly were called in the first trial and hope that things go better the second time around.
The Boston Globe reports this morning that some court observers are saying that this case was a prosecutor's nightmare. Who failed? The prosecution in putting up a flawed case? The police in putting up a faulty investigation?
Well, I don't want to sound too much like a legal cheerleader here, Bob, but I don't think anybody failed. I think this is the system working. I think certainly the defense did a really good job of exposing problems with the police investigation. There were steps that investigators could have taken to follow up on evidence, to look in a trash dumpster for possible evidence, to do certain testing that might have shed light on whether Kamani Washington, the cooperating witness, had in fact played more of a role than he suggested. But those are the kind of things that happen in every case. But to say it failed, I'm not willing to adopt that.
Was it a classic case of the prosecution having to rely on a flawed chief witness, the self-confessed accomplice to the crime, which was the prosecution's star witness?
I think that was a big problem, absolutely. I mean, anytime a prosecutor makes a deal with a cooperating witness, there are problems. They're clearly going in, I think the prosecutors understood that that was an issue in the case and that they would have to spend time during the trial looking to bolster that witness's testimony. I don't think that anybody on the prosecutorial team thought that they were going to be able to secure a conviction simply based on the testimony of Kamani Washington. They tried their best to put other evidence out there to support portions of his testimony, but clearly the lack of DNA evidence, the lack of scientific evidence in this case was a hindrance because it made it more important for the jury to buy what Kamani Washington was saying. And the defense lawyers did not shy away from the fact that the jury shouldn't believe Kamani Washington, that the government, according to their argument, made a deal with a bad guy. And that is a major hurdle that any prosecutor takes when they choose to do business with a person with the kind of baggage that a Kamani Washington has.
Kamani Washington, career criminal, admitted participating in the robbery but said he left before the shootings began. Do you see him as a prosecution witness and a star witness again in a second trial?
I don't know how you try the case without him. I mean, I suppose if between now and whenever this case goes to trial for the second time, if they can develop independent evidence to bolster their case, the prosecutor certainly will do it. But it's hard to envision a trial where the prosecutor doesn't recall Kamani Washington and try again. But if the reports in the papers this morning are true, I mean, you're talking about a jury that we know was 11-1 and perhaps was 11-1 in favor of guilt. So it could very well be that not having the co-defendant on trial for the second go around changes the kind of the tenor of the trial, and it would not be the first time that a jury came back with a unanimous verdict after failing to do so the first go-around.
Managing editor of Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly, David Frank, thanks for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Well, anytime. Thank you, Bob.